Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Temperatures are warming up this Christmas. Coming up, I'm going to show you the rain that will accompany the warmth we'll see today.
Plus, a gas line catches fire in Fayetteville. The road is still shut down. How hours of repair work will affect traffic in the area.
And nearly 2,000 people without power in Cary. How one local church is still holding their Christmas Day service without the lights on. Well, let's start with that breaking news in Cary. Right now at noon, at least 1,000 homes on Christmas Day do not have power. Good afternoon. I'm Keely Arthur.
And I'm Eric Miller. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. This is happening near downtown in the Coronado Village area. Among those without power is a church that had scheduled a Christmas Day service.
WRAL's Shelly Jackson joins us live there now. Shelly, it looks like they were still able to go through with the service, which is really incredible.
Well, Keely, they just held an impromptu candlelight service. They were pretty fortunate that they were able to continue. There are about the folks here at Christ the Church are among the 1,800 people in Cary that are without power. Duke Energy has sent crews on the way to assess the issue and find out what has caused it. We don't know quite yet what caused the power outage. But here at Christ the King Lutheran Church, the pastor joked it was like the first Christmas without electricity. It wasn't pitch dark. Windows let in light. There were candles. And people used their phones to read hymns. The light from outside in the large windows helped keep the service going, along with those few extra candles. Now, the 11 a.m. service was the ninth service over the past 3 days. More than 1,200 attended services here yesterday.
But Christmas is all about God becoming human, right? God joining that human community. And that's all about relationship.
And Pastor Wolfgang's sermon today was all about light. Keely?
Oh, Shelly, I just love that. We're going to deal with maybe some chaos this Christmas, but we're still going to keep the message of Christmas and all of the joy working and available for everybody. Thanks so much, Shelly.
Well, turning now to our forecast, definitely not a good day to be playing in the snow, but PETA, I know it's a fantastic day for folks who want to be outside.
Yeah.
Maybe just not if you're over to the west of us.
Not in the west, especially not in Nebraska, where those folks are dealing with blizzard-like conditions for this Christmas, up to 12 inches of snowfall possible there. But I do want to talk about the rain that we're seeing across the southeast associated with this front that is to the west. We are starting to see those clouds build in across our region right now. And I do believe that we could potentially see some of those showers around the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. It is going to be fairly light in nature. They are going to stream in from the west. And notice here, as we head into the night, spotty showers will be possible for us. Those showers are not going to be widespread. Our latest computer models are really backing off on the potential. But do plan for those on and off periods of rain early in the morning on Tuesday, and that will likely continue into the afternoon. Now let's talk about those temperatures, because I know some of you guys are outside, and we are now at 65 degrees. We just got the update in, and it is certainly warm out there. Our temperatures are going to continue to warm up, and with us being at 65 right now, there's a good chance that we are going to exceed that number of 66 due to the sunshine that we're seeing for this morning. That sun really helping us to warm up. Some areas to the south, like in Fayetteville, could potentially see temperatures for this afternoon in the lower 70s. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we're expecting from this round that will move through later on today into tomorrow.
All right, thank you, PETA. A family of 10 in Sampson County lost their home, there it is, to a fire. The house caught fire over the weekend, and friends and hundreds of family members are helping them find shelter. But there's a long road ahead to find a permanent place. WRAL's Carly Haynes joins us live in Sampson County now. And Carly, we have seen so much support for this family. What's going on right now?
Well, we just spoke to the family to hear how they're celebrating Christmas, and it's amazing they're all alive and okay when you take a look at what's left of their house behind me. There were 4 kids, 2 adults in this house at the time. They did lose their 2 family pets, but I mean, look at this. The entire side of the house gone, the entire wall. There's still dressers in there from what once stood. Devastating situation here. We know that the cause was an electrical fire. It started started in the wall. The parents told us that once those flames went up, they rushed in to grab the presents under the Christmas tree for their kids, getting burned in the process just to make sure their kids would still have a good Christmas. And now they're displaced. They're staying over in a house not too far away. But once again, I mean, truly amazing that they're here to tell us about this. We saw their kids playing, and they're getting a lot of support from the community while they work to figure out what's next.
Yeah, I bet playing with those new Christmas gifts, that is just incredible that they had the foresight to go grab those. I know that's not the most important thing, but I know those kids love that. Carly, thank you.
We now know at least two people were injured when a gas line caught fire in Fayetteville. Firefighters responded to Old Wilmington Road in East Russell Street just before midnight. The road there is still closed as crews work to fix it. They found a main gas line actively burning. You see that video here. That fire is now out and the gas line has been cut off. Piedmont Natural Gas is on the scene working to fix the line. Crews say East Russell Street will be closed between South Kennedy Street and Old Wilmington Road for an extended period of time. Five people are hurt after an early morning crash in Wake County. This happened on South Smithfield Road just outside Knightdale around 3 this morning. Appear to have the wrong video there. There we are. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. You can see the crash involved a car and a truck near Meadow Run. The people who were hurt were taken to Wakeman Hospital. We're still working to learn about their condition this afternoon.
This is one of the busiest holiday travel seasons ever. You're taking a live look here at RDU. You can see some cars moving. Christmas Eve was expected to be the busiest day of this season, and RDU estimated 54,000 people passed through the airport. We're seeing a few delays and cancellations this morning, but people traveling for the holiday itself shouldn't have to worry too much. Right now, there are 9 delays, 1 cancellation. But it's a different story for people who use Southwest. Really frustrating for those passengers. Dense fog in the Chicago area caused at least 198 flight cancellations and many more delays. Mayor Kawash spoke to passengers who were forced to reschedule.
Christmas plans are on the line for thousands of travelers trying to get in and out of Chicago. Midway Airport packed with frustrated people, many of them sitting here for hours as the delays and cancellations continue.
Just a lot of disappointment, man. Supposed to left yesterday. I'm just trying to get to my family in Texas, and it's just like frustrating.
Southwest Airlines tells us that the problem started yesterday with that dense fog, forcing delays and cancellations because of low visibility. People like Janine have seen the worst of it. She's been traveling for 28 hours just to reach Chicago and find out her luggage is missing.
Got here, and they've been telling me for hours and hours that my luggage is going to arrive at 3:24 and then 3:48. And now she finally said it is just stuck on an airplane out there.
Many of these travelers understand that the fog and weather is not something an airline can control, but they feel like Southwest has left them hanging without a proper contingency plan.
Southwest doesn't have any safety net. Clearly, they sell every seat or oversell it, and they oversell and underdeliver.
This all comes after Southwest's meltdown around Christmas last year when the airline canceled 17,000 flights, leaving more than 2 million passengers stranded. Just last week, Southwest was hit with a $140 million fine by the federal government from that travel nightmare.
I know I picked a real winner for this Christmas.
Southwest says it has all hands on deck, trying to recover from the backlog of delays and cancellations, but that's left some wondering if they'll even make it to their Christmas destination at this point.
Last time I checked was for me to get in around 9:10 tomorrow night, and that's by that time it's pretty much no point.
Mayor Kawash reporting there. After 3 weeks without contact, Alexei Navalny, the imprisoned Russian opposition leader, has been located. Associates of Navalny say he was located at a prison colony above the Arctic Circle. They'd lost contact with him earlier this month, fearing he'd been killed. Navalny is the most prominent foe of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's been serving a 19-year prison sentence on charges of extremism. Navalny also made headlines back in 2021 when he accused Putin of trying to poison him. A caravan of around 6,000 migrants from Central America, Venezuela, Cuba, and other countries trekked through Mexico today, headed towards the U.S. border. This is the largest caravan in more than a year. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will soon arrive in Mexico City to discuss new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the U.S. This month, as many as 10,000 migrants were arrested per day at the southern border. Arrests for illegal crossings topped 2 million in each of the last 2 years.
New at noon, Egyptian officials report their country's leaders have put forward a proposal to end the Israel-Hamas war with a ceasefire. Now, this comes after Palestinian health officials say Israel airstrikes killed dozens of people in Gaza overnight. The area hit was a refugee camp. This drone video shows the damage from above. Palestinian officials report at least 100 people died. The Israeli military says it was committed to minimizing harm to civilians. Meantime, the IDF said its naval troops struck a number of Hamas targets overnight, including a commander. The Israeli military also said they had uncovered an extensive network of tunnels in northern Gaza that had been used to oversee the October 7th attacks.
On Christmas Eve, Jordan's military delivered supplies to people in Gaza. The airdrop was to help people sheltered inside of two churches there. Last week, there were reports that an Israeli military sniper shot and killed two women sheltering inside one of those churches. Israeli military officials have denied responsibility, saying that their fire was directed towards three people they identified as, quote, spotters for Hamas in the same area.
While people are giving up their time on Christmas Day to feed some community members in need, the big Christmas meal at City Market is organized by local businesses and volunteers. In past years, they've been able to give hundreds of people a warm meal, and they're expecting to do the same today. They'll continue passing out food for the next hour or so. Well, next at noon, we are doing something on this Christmas Day, a blast from the past from two people you typically see at WRL News at noon. Hey, Ken and Renee.
You remember that Ken Smith mustache there? We dug deep into the archive to show you a pair of classic Christmas stories from Ken and Renee. After the break, we revisit a story Renee told about layaway angels at Kmart.
All right, and after that, a protest outside of one of the busiest airports in the world. What happened when a bunch of rideshare drivers decided they weren't going to drive?
And at 12:30, if you have one more thing to grab from the store, but you aren't sure where to go, we've got you covered. The places that are open and closed here on Christmas Day.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
Well, tragedy strikes on Christmas Eve at a Colorado mall. One person is dead after a fight between two groups led to gunfire. Now, this happened Sunday afternoon at the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs. Police say in addition to the man who died, two other men were seriously injured. A woman was also hurt, but police say she wasn't shot. So far, police have yet to make any arrests.
The Coast Guard has suspended its search for a missing kayaker off the coast of Villano Beach in Florida. 46-year-old Eiffel Giliana disappeared Saturday morning while kayaking near the St. Augustine Inlet. Crews found the man's kayak turned over, but there was no sign of him. The Coast Guard spent 2 days and all of last night searching 350 square miles, but still nothing. A group of friends and family are continuing the search.
General Motors is hitting pause on sales of the newly launched electric Chevy Blazer. They say there's a problem with the car's software. The automaker didn't elaborate much. They say the software issues are not safety related. GM says sales of the Blazer EV will resume once they update the software. Owners will need to bring the vehicle to the dealer to get that update.
Well, Christmas Day has us feeling a little bit nostalgic here on WRAL News at noon. We're doing something special for the holiday, digging into the WRAL archive for some classic Christmas stories.
This is going to be great. We have to start with a story from the woman who's usually here on the anchor desk for the new newscast, Renee Chu. In 2011, she told the story of layaway angels at Kmart giving families a big Christmas blessing.
This storage room at the Kmart store off Six Forks Road in Raleigh is looking like Santa's workshop. Lots of toys for girls and boys, all on layaway. Big dreams divided into manageable payments, dreams that come true when generous people make the final payment.
Where they're coming from, I don't know, But it's been a miracle.
Assistant manager Alicia Cunningham gets to make the phone call.
And I say, well, I'm calling to let you know that a layaway angel has come in today and paid off your layaway.
On the receiving end, Alonda Justice.
I was just, are you serious? Like, that's the biggest surprise you can get as an adult for Christmas.
No more stressing about the cost of gifts.
The Wii remotes, Leapster games, the Lion King DVD, and there's a camera for my daughter.
Make that three daughters, ages 11, 9, and 4. Their mom can't wait to see their faces when they unwrap these gifts. Her layaway balance was around $266. Now it's zero.
Alonda Justice's layaway angels are actually a husband and wife who also put down $202, another $280, and $89, resolving three layaway accounts for a total of $837.31.
Kmart managers say since Friday, about 35 accounts with toys and children's clothing on layaway have been paid off. The 20 to 25 layaway angels all wish to remain anonymous.
Thank you so much. Me and my girls really will appreciate this.
It tells me that there's wonderful people out in this world still.
Out to help some families have a wonderful Christmas. Renee Chu, WREL News, Raleigh.
Okay. I love that. I mean, there's so much that does make it feel like a blast from the past. You know, we're talking about the DVDs there, but you know, that gesture of kindness, that's timeless.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody watching that, including us, wants to go be able to do that today. Where's the Kmarts? We should be able to do
exactly.
Pay it off.
Kmart, you need to rise from the dead here. We gotta bring back those angels.
Well, we have another blast from the past Christmas story for you.
Yeah, ahead at 12:30, we revisit Ken Smith's trip to the Happy Land Christmas lights in Raleigh. And if you want to check out even more classic only in Raleigh Christmas memories, head to WRAL.com.
Well, speaking of happy lands, it is a happy land outside. It honestly feels like the spring. Like, my brain is confused. Confused and short-circuiting, not processing that it is in fact Christmas. And PETA, it's expected to just get a little bit warmer today, right?
Yeah, aren't we all confused? We're seeing sunshine out there, temperatures already in the mid-60s. It's 65 degrees out in Raleigh. And we do have a system that's going to move in and bring us some rain, but the warmth, those temperatures in the 60s are not going anywhere for a couple of days. Let me talk about this system here. You can see the snow moving across Nebraska and South Dakota. This is the hot spot for snow today and for the holiday season. Some spots in Nebraska could rack up 12 inches of snowfall. For us, we're on the warm side of this system where we have the cold front just towards the west of us moving through Mississippi. And then you can see the rain associated with it in Georgia, South Carolina, and some of that rain filtering in across North Carolina at this hour. Those light showers going on across the North Carolina mountains. We are dry right now and will likely stay dry for the first half of the afternoon. But as we head into 4 and 5 o'clock, some very light showers could begin to move in across the triangle. And we can see some of that across the Sand Hills as well. We will get spotty light showers into the overnight hours as well. Our latest computer models are really backing off on the percentage of rainfall that we can see into Tuesday. But I still think we are going to see some showers out there, but it's not going to be widespread by any means. An area of low pressure to the south will lift towards the north, and that is going to bring some rain overnight Tuesday into Wednesday. And with this system moving towards the north and east, I do anticipate gradual clearing throughout the day on Wednesday, and Thursday is going to be a dry day across our region for this week. Let's go ahead and take a look at those rainfall percentages here. A Tuesday looking wet, but as I mentioned here, some of our computer models are really backing off on that rainfall potential. I won't be surprised if Mike Mays, in the latest update, go ahead and back off on that percentage of rainfall. 30% chance on Wednesday, looking drier for Thursday, and Friday looking good as well with a small chance of rain in the forecast. So if you're traveling up and down the East Coast, perhaps across the Southeast along I-95, you shouldn't run into any major issues. We are going to see about an inch of rainfall for our viewing area, but areas that are going to get slammed with a lot of rain will be across the the North Carolina mountains, where there is a flood watch in effect, as some folks could get over 2 and 3 inches of rain. We're taking a live look right now at Franklinton, where we see the sunshine out there. It's just amazing how warm it is. 65 degrees right now. Yes, it is Christmas, and we're talking about these temperatures so warm. I went ahead and bumped up our afternoon high to around 68 degrees. There's a good chance that we can see that number climb up there due to the sun that we've seen for this morning. We are going to see temperatures fall off into the lower 60s as well as the 50s. As we head into this evening and tonight. And if you're traveling across the state, all of us dealing with those warm temperatures in the lower 70s for the Sand Hills, Fayetteville 72, 60 in Charlotte, and 61 degrees out there in Greensboro. We are going to see those temperatures in the 60s over the next several days before the numbers drop into the new year. Highs will be back into the 50s, right where they should be for this time of the year.
Well, Peter, thank you very much. And here's a look at what we're following for our evening newscasts. At 4, climate change reporter Liz McLaughlin is examining how sustainable the tradition of having a Christmas tree is. Find out the growing climate challenges for the Christmas tree crop.
Then at 5:30, this is a 5 on your side story, so it's going to be good. Stovetop hot cocoa is classic, but there are other ways to spice up and improve that holiday staple. Consumer Reports testers tried out 3 methods, and 5 on your side is going to tell you which one is the best.
And up next, Uber and Lyft drivers protest outside one of the busiest airports in the world. But did the demonstration have any effect, and what were they expecting?
Plus at 4:30, RSV and flu cases on the rise statewide and across the country. How your family can avoid infection.
Welcome back. Owners of a hair salon for kids in Cary say they'll try to reopen as soon as possible. A car crashed into the building on Christmas Eve. This happened yesterday afternoon at Cookie Cutters on Kildare Farm Road. The car made it, get this, 30 feet into the salon. Nobody was inside. The salon was thankfully closed for the holiday. The driver of that SUV is now facing a DWI charge. The salon's owners say the business will be closed until further notice.
That driver is so lucky that no one was in that place. Well, switching gears, Uber and Lyft drivers shut down their apps over the weekend at one of the busiest airports in the world. The drivers protested at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. That's in Atlanta. They say it's because wages from the company are unfair. They claim they make less than 50% of what riders are charged.
I did a ride the other day. She says she paid $102 for a 40-minute ride. I got $25, and that's because I had a $5 bonus. It's not fair. It's ridiculous. We can't survive like that.
While the aim was to disrupt the busy Atlanta airport, did not have that impact. Passengers said they had no problem finding a ride, but drivers say they will continue to protest.
Well, if you didn't quite get what you wanted this Christmas, I got some good news for you. You still have a chance to become a Christmas millionaire tonight. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot on Saturday. The new jackpot is now sitting at about $638 million for its next drawing tonight. In the past, 3 Powerball jackpots have been won on Christmas Day, according to Powerball management, so maybe, you know, wish really hard. The estimated cash value for this prize is $321 million. The odds of winning are 1 in 292 million. Well, ahead at 4:30, which doors are open and which ones are closed on Christmas? Where you can go if you need one last thing for your family gathering today.
Plus, why the town of Bethlehem has canceled its Christmas celebrations this year. And here are a look at the winning lottery numbers. Good luck, everybody.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back. If you looked in the pantry this morning and realized you're missing a key ingredient for an important Christmas dish, or you need to get a gift still, well, there are some stores open on Christmas Day. WRL's Brett Neese explains which stores they are and what their hours are.
Whether it truly is down to the wire, last second shopping that you're trying to get done today, or whether you need maybe that ingredient that you forgot for your favorite Christmas dish, there are a number of stores open today here on Christmas, including stores like CVS and Walgreens. Those are the ones that are notorious for being open on a holiday like today. But there are other stores open as well. There are a few markets out there open around the Triangle, including an Asian one over in Cary. And some people are traveling today, so it's important. A few gas stations like Sheetz and some Circle K's are open too. Actually, I have some family who went to the Panthers game with me yesterday. They are some of the people that might be out on the road today. There are also a few restaurants open today. Some of these businesses are open simply because, well, not everyone celebrates Christmas. Plus, it gives some of our essential workers, like hospital staff and first responders, a place to go after a long holiday shift. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Authorities in Rocky Mount are looking for the person responsible for shooting and killing a man over the weekend. Officers went to the intersection of North Washington Street and Tarboro Road early Sunday morning. There, they found 34-year-old Aaron Porter shot several times. First responders tried to keep him alive, but he died on his way to the hospital. Investigators say the shooting might be related to a fight from Saturday night in the downtown area. Police also are saying that this attack was certainly targeted.
County Sheriff's Office says a 33-year-old man was the person shot and killed this past week near Hope Mills. His name was Dwayne Quayles Jr., and he was from New Jersey. On Thursday night, deputies were called to that shooting on Miranda Drive. That's over near Elk Road, not far from 301. They found Quayles with gunshot wounds, and he died there at that scene. Police are still investigating the shooting. The Israel-Hamas war has resulted in the cancellation of the typical Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem. The birthplace of Jesus is located in the West Bank. The streets are typically bustling this time of year, but it's all quiet, with shops closed and hotels empty. CNN's Will Ripley has the details.
Christmas is canceled in Bethlehem. Church bells ring, but no one's listening. The season's magic missing from Manger Square, along with the Christmas tree and dangling decorations. In the biblical birthplace of Jesus, only sadness fills the air.
My son asked me why there's no Christmas tree this year. I don't know how to explain it.
Are you sad?
Of course. Of course, I'm very sad.
The root of the tree, you see? And we carve in it, look, the nativity scene.
Ah, beautiful.
Bombs may not be falling here, but everyone feels the fallout.
Since 3 months, honestly, we don't have one sale. I don't want to keep my father at home, so not to give up from hope.
Hope is in short supply in Bethlehem. For businesses banking on a busy Christmas, no comfort and joy, only silent nights. The usual crowds gone. Shops and restaurants shuttered.
When you see it empty like this.
I have never seen that.
Never seen it this empty.
Like this year, no.
The restaurants, the hotels, the shops, the square. Emptiness surrounds you here in Bethlehem. Perhaps nowhere do you feel it more than here, the Church of the Nativity.
It's very bad.
Father Spiridon Samore has been in Bethlehem since 1970, 54 years. He's never seen a Christmas season like this.
The Christmas is joy, love, and peace. We have no peace. We have no joy.
And the Church of the Nativity still held its morning mass for Christmas. Worshippers filled the pews there. Priests led the service. The choir sang songs and hymns. Things mostly remained quiet outside the church.
The CDC says levels of flu-like illness are very high across the South, including right here in North Carolina. The new data shows flu cases are also trending upward in the Midwest and Northeast. Officials believe RSV cases have peaked for the season, but in cases of COVID-19, not the case. They're still rising across the country along with the flu. With masks and social distancing largely gone, doctors say we are looking at a new kind of holiday season.
Have this, a cornucopia of all these viruses that we had known before that have come back, and also the COVID we were dealing with before.
A cornucopia of illnesses. Doctors say getting vaccinated remains a very important step to stay safe. You should also wash your hands and avoid touching your nose and mouth while you are in public.
Well, still to come, a local shelter helps families during the holidays. Hear from one of the many people whose life has been made better by the Durham Rescue Mission.
All right, then, he may not be on air with us today, but maybe he kind of is in a way. WRL News at noon is not anything without a big Ken Smith smile. Just ahead, his Christmas story from the WRL archive. And remember, you can watch WRL News live anytime on WRL.com or the WRL app on your streaming device. We'll be right back. Welcome back and listen up. If you use Mint Mobile, you'll want to know about a security breach the carrier is dealing with. Mint Mobile says some customers may have had some personal information stolen. The theft could include personal contact, email, mobile identification info, and SIM cards, and more. The company sent out a no-reply email, and they want you to know it's real. Some people were questioning if the notice was valid. Mint Mobile says it doesn't collect store credit card info and passwords, so none of that was hacked.
Durham's Good Samaritan Inn is providing a home for the holidays for people who need one. It's the Durham Rescue Mission's homeless shelter for women and mothers with children. It gives them shelter, food, clothes, and a chance to build relationships. The goal is to help them feel better about themselves and make a connection for a better life, whether that's a job or home or wherever it is they need to go.
In the next couple of months, I'll be getting my own car and start looking for a place to live. All due to learning stability, structure, everything, and most importantly, learning about the Word of God.
Now, the Durham Rescue Mission says it houses an average of 130 women and children each night at the Good Samaritan Inn. Our pet of the day here, you do not want to miss this. He comes to us from Safe Haven for Cats. Meet Bratwurst Pinkerton III, or BP3 for short. He's a black domestic short hair cat, just over 4 years old. The handsome man wants to celebrate 2024 with a family who's looking for a sweet, quiet Bavarian companion. He loves treats and lots of TLC. If you want to bring home BP3, call Safe Haven for Cats at 919-872-7233.
Up next. Whatever is even harder to say than Bratwurst Pinkerton III.
Yeah, he's going by the full name in my house. Well, up next, our trip down memory lane continues. The story of the Happy Land Christmas lights from Ken Smith, dug up out of the WRAL archive. That's coming up next.
Then the view from the meeting room just before North Carolina's emergency management team helped ensure Santa's trip to the Tar Heel State was a big success. We'll take you there just ahead. Welcome back. This is so fun. We're doing something a little special on this Christmas day. We're digging into the WRL archive to share some classic Christmas stories from our area.
No, I love this. And this one is no different. Since Ken Smith isn't here for today's noon newscast, we figured we'd bring him here in spirit, the Christmas spirit. Here's Ken reporting several years back, telling the story of the Happy Land Christmas lights in Raleigh.
When you come across that hill on Penny Road, it's like pulling into McDonald's. It's glowing.
If these lights could talk, they would tell a story of a family tradition.
We spend approximately 2.5-3 weeks of time putting this stuff together.
It all started with Bobby Moore's grandfather.
This year, the theme is from the movie The Grinch Stole Christmas.
3 generations and 50,000 lights later, a front yard of holiday magic.
Yes, we know how to celebrate Christmas around here.
Jan Moore remembers the first time she saw the lights.
I ran over and kissed Santa Claus and just went from one display to the other in awe, just like the children do. It makes you feel like a child.
This family tradition actually began generations ago with just a string of blue lights, and now look at it today, countless lights everywhere. They like to call this place Happy Land, and why not? That's how people feel when they drive by.
And they do so by the carloads, sometimes at a rate of 100 an hour.
One of our neighbors has family that comes over from England every year, and they count on it. Every year they come and see it.
Young and old alike count on seeing the lights, but it's the kids, Moore says, who make it all worthwhile.
They enjoy it. They smile, they laugh, they giggle, and they scream and holler with joy. It fills your heart and makes you warm all over just to see these kids' faces. It makes my Christmas.
Ken Smith, WRAL TV5 News, Raleigh.
Okay, there is so much about that story I love. The T-Rex is fantastic. Ken Smith's mustache is even better. And, of course, the Happy Land Christmas lights, they are still around. Look at this. This is video of the lights posted on their Facebook page from last Christmas. Those lights were also there this year.
I love that. And, yeah, Ken's mustache really, I think, you know, compared to all that, that's the main attraction. Yeah. We got to get him back out there.
Well, it's a question of can we put lights in Ken's mustache? That is the holiday question unanswered. Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Well, the nostalgic continues on WRAL.com, where you'll find stories of only in Raleigh Christmas memories like Crabtree Mall Fountain and the mysterious mini tree that hangs over the Beltline.
Okay, now that's a question that needs answering. I have seen that thing there so often. And Peter, folks might be getting out seeing that mini tree or getting out here in Dix Park. Either way, it is a perfect day to be outside.
It really is. You know what? Leave those winter sweaters at home for this afternoon. You're really not going to need them because we are going to make it into the upper 60s. It is a warm Christmas. We do have some showers that will move in later on today as well. But take a look at this. Above normal temperatures possible, even as we head into tomorrow. That's going to continue into Wednesday. And then Thursday, we'll begin to see a transition. Friday, temperatures inching closer and closer to where they should be for this time of the year. That below normal reading of 50 degrees will likely move in on Friday. So you can see the temperature trend here. It is very warm today. I went ahead and bump up our high to 68 degrees, considering we're currently at 65 in the triangle, 62 in for tomorrow, and then 66 degrees on Wednesday, down to 50 degrees for the afternoon high on Friday. Looking ahead into the beginning of the new year, when the clock strikes 12 on New Year's, we are going to see those temperatures in the 30s. It is going to be chilly out there. And looking ahead into the beginning of the year, temperatures are trending below normal. So do plan for the cold to roll back in. Enjoy the warmth while we have it in place, especially you guys who love warm temperatures. Today is your day. Get outside. Go for a nice long walk. If you want to step away from the family for a little bit, you can do so, as we are going to see those warm conditions around. This is a live look at downtown Durham. You can see some folks out there playing, walking their dogs. Listen, it is nice right now at 65 degrees in the triangle. We're seeing 67 in Clinton and 61 degrees out there in Roxborough, as well as South Hill. This afternoon, with those clouds increasing, I do think we have a good chance of making it to 68 degrees in Raleigh. We will see those temperatures, though, fall off into the 50s as we head into tonight. Showers and a little bit more cloud cover will likely build in. Looking across the nation, a lot of folks still traveling on Christmas Day. We have a mess of a situation out there in Nebraska, where some folks can get up to 12 inches of snowfall. We're seeing a wintry mix out there in Minnesota, and showers into Chicago. That rain will begin to move into our region as we head into tomorrow. Remember, as I said in the last half hour, our computer models are really backing off on the chance for rain tomorrow. We could still see some spotty showers out there up and down the East Coast from DC to Raleigh and in South Carolina. And then drier conditions will be trending across the Southeast as we head into Wednesday. All the while, some folks still in Nebraska, look at that, still dealing with snow. As we check out our 7-day forecast, we're in the 60s over the next 3 days. It is warm for this time of the year. That reality check is going to settle in for us as we head into the end of the week and the weekend. For the new year, we are going to see those chilly temperatures around.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Santa's trip to our area is complete. It was a big success. Up next, inside the meeting room, as our state's emergency management team prepared for his arrival.
Welcome back. Nearly 2,000 customers in Cary do not have power right now. With daylight coming through the windows, a small crowd convened at an 11 a.m. Christmas service at Christ the King Lutheran Church on Walnut Street. Duke Energy expects to have the power restored by early afternoon.
A family in Sampson County lost their home in a fire. The house was destroyed over the weekend, and the parents tell WREL they rushed in to grab the presents for their kids, getting burned in the process just so they would have presents come Christmas Day. An electricity issue in the wall caused that fire. Well, Santa has come and gone, but we think it's important to note why his trip to our area was so successful.
And North Carolina's emergency management team was right on top of it. Governor Roy Cooper posted a video on the team's preparation.
All right, guys, I want to make sure our emergency management team is all together and locked down here. We have to make sure that Santa gets through and leaves presents for all the kids. I think everybody has the assignment. We got to make sure that Santa gets through. Everybody stay frosty. Let's get this done, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, every day you invite us in your homes, and we are grateful for that. Today, we want to acknowledge our dedicated coworkers who worked so hard throughout this year.
And from all of us here at WRAL-TV, have a Merry Christmas.